This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to vach everyone. After learning two blot, we now learn the Mishnah the Omers, and amazingly, we are going to be finishing the 15th parak and starting the 16th parak of Kalim, as we're sponsored. Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefut Shleima Fel Yom Moshe Ben Chai Sara Yaakov Ben Basileah for the Schus of Avram and Yom Benish Ben Malkudis and family. By the Fisher family, Linishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlom Ben Avram Alevi Pel Bas Ruvain. We learn Lili Nishma by the Schus of the old Klugman and family and Lefut Shleima for Hinda Bas Chai Sara Chana Bas Shashabina Rivka Bashiolea Moshmea Ben Esther Fadl Yitzhak Ben Siam Ben Dusha Mea Ben Chai Sara. They should have a refuah shleima b'sei shercha liyisrael. Nivle Ashara, the lyre that they sing with. The lyre is an instrument, and it had a pocket where people would put money in to pay the person for playing. And therefore, since it has a receptacle, tamein. However, the Nivle B'nei Levi, the lyres used by B'nei Levi that don't take money, they don't have a pocket, Tahirin. Kol HaMashkin Tmeim, all of the seven liquids, we know that that's Yad Shochat Dam, Yayin, and Dam, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim, all of those seven liquids could become tamei and could be makshir foodstuff to be mekabeltam. But there's a decree that umashka base mitbechaya, the liquids in the slaughter area of the base of Migdash are tahirin. In order that there shouldn't be proliferate tumah in the base of Migdash, the liquids are declared tahar. Kalasvar mitamen esayadayin. This is an interesting halacha, that because they used to hide the truma, it needs shmira, they would hide it to keep it safe in the oren. The mice would go eat the truma and then ruin the svarim. So therefore, in order that people shouldn't keep the truma near the svarim, they were the geyser, that svarim are metamet truma. And if somebody touches a sefer, he's metamet truma. So kol ha-svarim metamet mesiyadayim, chutz mesefer ha-azara. Because the sefer that they used in the azara, that they would lane from a Yom Kippur, and by Hakel, when the king would lane, they wouldn't keep truma there, so they didn't decree this tumah. Hamarkoif. Now this is a clown, would have like a wooden horse that he would do his stunts with. It's tar, because it doesn't have a base kibble. Habatnun. Now the batnun is a musical instrument that was held on the lap, and it again had a place for money. Vanaktimon. The naktimon was a musical instrument that looked like an amputee's leg that was also had a container. Vaerus, and a type of drum. Hari Elu Tameyin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that when they used to hire a woman to lament, to cause the people to cry at a funeral, and she would use this drum, and sometimes she would then sit on it. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, her eris tamei moishev, it has a tuma chamura of moishev, because if it's used for sitting, and therefore if a zav nidor or a zava sits on it, it's avatuma. Mipnei sha'ayolis yoshefes alav. Because the woman that laments would sit on it. Metzudas achulda, a trap for a weasel, since it had a compartment, tmeya. Vishel achbarim, which was flat, tahira, is tar. And now, incredibly, we start the 16th perek of Mesechtas Kalim. 16th perek, wow. Kol klei eitz shenechlok lishnayim, if a wooden keli is split into two, so it's broken, it's tar. Chutz mishulchan akafel, a folding table, so if it splits, you could use each half. V'samcho yamiznoin, this I like to call, is a pupa platter. It was a wooden keli that had a compartments for a lot of dishes. So if it splits, you could still use both. V'apiforin shel balabayis. Now the apiforin was a bench And if it's split, you could use both halves. Reb Yehuda Eimer Afa Mogoyz V'Koyra Bavli Ke'yitzibam. These are other food platters that if they split, you could use both halves, and therefore each one would be tummy. Clay eights, a wooden keli may masay mikablim tuma. When is it susceptible to tuma? When is it finished? Hamita varisa, a bed and a cradle, mishi yeshufein ba'aradot. When you sand them down with the skin of a fish, it's already considered complete, even though you didn't polish it. Gomesh aloy loshev, and not only that, if you made in mind not to sand it down, it's tmeya without it. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Hamita Abed, Mishi Yisarek Bashloy Shabbatim. Once you wrap around three rows of rope so a child could lay on it, it's already Mekabel Tama. Okay, another triple crown tonight as we head to tomorrow when Shir will be at 9:05. We are looking for a sponsor for the conclusion of Chumash Bamidbar, Matas Masli. If you're interested in Shabbos Chazak, if that meets your fancy to sponsor, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Again, to sponsor, don't be shy, 718-916-3100. You can text me. Thank you for joining. And have a good tovach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.